During World War II, as American men went off to war, women on the home front stepped in to fill the jobs they left behind. They kept the factories and shipyards running and the economy humming and were applauded for their patriotism. But one unheralded group of women apparently worked in the shadows, building Gibson guitars. The famous instrument producer has never confirmed that women crafted its guitars during the war, and in an official company history, even reported that it stopped producing instruments for those years. Now the story is finally being told. John Thomas, an author and guitar aficionado, was intrigued by a wartime photo taken at the Gibson Guitar Factory in Michigan. The 75 people in the black and white staff portrait are nearly all women. Irene Stearns, now age 90, spent several of the war years working at the factory.
I got out of high school and everybody's looking for a job and there weren't any jobs. Then one day they called and I started at Gibson. I suppose it was because of the war.
Stearns is one of a dozen former Gibson factory workers Thomas tracked down in the Kalamazoo, Michigan area. She made guitar strings for some of the thousands of instruments the factory produced in the 1940s.
All the celebrities and people who were buying the guitars would come and they would be on the other side of the wall where I sat making strings. So it was really nice in that part. I could hear them playing all these beautiful guitars.
When the rain and the snow blows around my front door, I'll be thinking of you, little gal.
Author John Thomas calls Stearns and her former co-workers the Kalamazoo Gals. That's also the name of his new book about the female guitar makers. In it, he suggests the company kept them a secret because executives believed that guitar buyers of the day would not embrace instruments built by women. It dawned on Thomas that a musical recording would enhance his story. He collected three of the World War II Gibson guitars and borrowed a dozen more. Then a mutual friend introduced him to professional musician Lauren Sheehan.
When he ever said, "I'm thinking about making this record, and wouldn't it be cool if a woman played the guitar since this, it's a whole woman's story," I thought, God, this gets better and better. That would be a great project. And then he invited me to do it. Completely by surprise. We'd known each other about 20 minutes, and he had never heard me play.
When Johnny comes marching home again, hurrah.
Certainly I'm a champion for a story about women excelling at work that's traditionally a man's domain.
Sheehan and Thomas say it's easy to pick out the guitars from the era when women staffed one of the nation's premier instrument factories. The giveaway? A decorative flourish on the headstock.
Right across the upper third of the guitar, there's a little golden banner, and it says, "Only a Gibson is good enough." And that banner is only on these World War II guitars, hence the name Banner Guitars. And then the banner disappears.
When the boys came marching home, researcher John Thomas had the vintage guitars x-rayed to support his claim that the temporary female workforce built more refined guitars, even though they had to deal with raw material shortages. Lauren Sheehan picks up a patched-together 1943 Banner guitar to demonstrate nuances in its voice and tone.
Okay, so here's one.
Then she strums a modern Collings guitar patterned on the vintage instrument.
This one's louder, and it has a more resonating bass.
The older guitar, by contrast, sounds brighter and sweeter. It's okay if you can't hear the difference. Sheehan concedes it's subtle. For the new CD that accompanies Thomas's book, she played a dozen songs that would have been heard a lot during World War II, each tune on a different vintage Gibson Banner. After she finished the recording sessions, Sheehan purchased a restored vintage Gibson Banner for herself, so she too could own a bit of America's newly revealed musical heritage. For VOA News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Portland, Oregon.
Can't you hear me calling you? You're so sweet, so sweet, my baby, so on the mountain and bring my baby back. So sweet, you're so sweet.